אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hi, my name is Mona and I'm the dean of the School of Social Work and Social Welfare at the Hebrew University and I'm professor at the School of Social Work.
Can you please tell us something about your background?
So, originally from Haifa, I live now in Jerusalem since 93 and I was born in Haifa. I grew up in a disadvantaged neighborhood called Wadi Nisnas, which was unfortunately well known as a poor neighborhood and also with high rates of especially drug abuse and the violence among the youth. And I went in my primary school to public school and then moved to private school in order to be able to have better education. And I went to the Hebrew University, started studying there since 93. I did my undergraduate, my master's, my direct track to PhD. And I did my postdoc in Chicago and was appointed the lecturer at the Hebrew University since 2005. And I was elected to be the dean of the school that I grew up in last year.
That's very impressive. Now, your neighborhood was mixed, Arabic and Jewish?
We had a few Jewish neighbors. Until now, there is one family, one Jewish family who lives there. When I grew up, there were few more families. But it's a mixed city. So when we went, like I worked between my high school and go to the university for 1 year, and I worked with the Jewish people. So in a mixed city, you have more opportunities to communicate with the Jewish population, even if you don't live in the same neighborhood.
It's very impressive, so for a female from the Arab community to achieve so much. What were the obstacles?
The obstacles were mainly related to economic issues. As I said, I grew up in a poor neighborhood and my family couldn't have the funds for the tuition. So for the first year, I had to work in this year, and happily I finished every year with excellence grades, so I got scholarships, so I was able to help myself, but still it was living outside the home, so I have to fund the dorms and all of these things. My parents helped me as much as they can, especially with my mother's food that she prepared every week, but also living outside the home, moving from Haifa, which is a mixed city, as I said, to Jerusalem, which is a different city politically, socially, and for me, being in Jerusalem for the first time, it was, I think, a cultural shock for me that I wasn't used to this kind of city, which is segregation between the Jewish and the Arab society was very different from what I grew up in.
Your surname is Huri, and Huri is a Christian name. Is there other big differences between the Christian Arabs in Israel and the Muslim Arabs in Israel?
There are some differences, especially if you look at the statistics, there are more people with higher education in the percentage, of course, because the Muslim population is much larger than the Muslim society in the Christian society. But we have seeing a trend of change also in the Muslim society, which they have more and more people going for higher education. And I'm happy for this trend that we can see also not only going for the education, especially supporting females to go for higher education. So I think the gap between the societies is closing, and mainly this gap is related also to the differences between the societies in the economic status. The Christian society considered as a richer society with having more funds, they have less children than the Muslim society. But as I said, the changes that these societies are going, also the Muslim society, during the last 10 decades, we have seen a decrease in the number of children each family has and more investing in the education of the family members.
We are talking to Professor Mona Huri Kasabri, and you are listening to Shalom Australia, SBS Radio, broadcasting with Nitza Lowenstein. Professor Mona Huri Kasabri, what is your area of speciality?
I studied juvenile delinquency. I started in my PhD studying school violence and teachers' use of violence towards students, and also students' use of violence towards teachers. And then I started also exploring the issue of juvenile delinquency, political violence, and cyberbullying.
Has anything changed since you started learning those topics?
One of the major changes that we have seen an international decrease in youth involvement in violence in general and delinquency also. And this is actually contrary to what a lot of people think and perceive, that youth are more involved in violence. And to some extent, it's also affected by the media publication of violent events that youth are involved in, which sends the message that youth are involved more in violence. But still, we should be careful, because even we saw the decrease in the numbers are still high and need to be treated.
Professor Mona Khoury Kasabri, you mentioned that one area of speciality is cyberbullying. There is a bit of a panic in Australia. There is TV shows about it and all sorts of advice to parents what to do. What is your observation?
So I can say, first of all, don't be that panic, because studies show actually that most of the time kids use their electronic devices and the media for social and learning issues. And we have seen that kids usually they are not involved in cyberbullying as parents perceive that. Kids still use or are involved in the traditional violence more than cyberbullying, which is the emphasis of moral panic of parents about the use of electronic devices by their kids. What I can recommend for parents still, if they feel that their kids are involved in any kind of misbehavior in the internet, they should talk to their kids. And actually, one of the findings that we found in different studies, that using blocking for websites and all these kind of things doesn't help as much as support and communication, positive communication with the kids, and also sending the message to the children that if they have problem, the parents are there to speak with them. Because in many interviews that we have done with kids and that they were involved in misbehaviors in the website, they said they are very scared to talk with their parents, especially because they were scared that they will take their phones.
Professor Mona Khoury Kasabri, thank you so much and good luck. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.